are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I understand the president is speaking now about how the Republicans aren't working with him on the budget cuts and the sequestration. What, half of Congress is actually home now, going home, right, for the weekend? So I'm not really too sure what's going on with that. But, of course, we will keep you posted. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently a man believes he got the smallpox. We're talking smallpox, which was supposedly eradicated years ago, right? He thinks he got the smallpox after he had sex with somebody who got the smallpox vaccine. Right, that would be called like tertiary transmission, I guess. Right? Rather than you getting infected yourself or you getting exposed, you getting an infection, having sex with somebody who was vaccinated, that's some pretty spooky stuff. So, yeah, I think it was just regular sex. I think it was just like the regular missionary type. Yeah, we'll find out. We'll dive deep into that one. And it looks like we got Chicago, is now going to start sex ed classes, but their curriculum is going to now include sex ed starting at kindergarten. Okay, I'm not sure what the difference is between Chicago kindergartners and kindergartners the rest of the country, but if they feel they need to teach sex ed as early as kindergarten, whoo, they got some issues. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. The 1-877-DR-DAHLI. Y'all are like, oh, come on, it's Friday. I don't want to work. I'll make sure it's not work. You know, speaking of work, you guys realize it's March 1. So bills are due today. I can't tell you how many bills I have due today, but I'm still thinking February. Remember, February gypped us out of 3 days. I know kids think it's cool because I guess spring break comes a little sooner because February is such a short month. As a grown-up who pays taxes and pays bills, oh, hell no. I needed those extra 3 days of work that you don't get in February. And it's March 1 already, people. And worse, it's a Friday. So that means I'm probably not going to be able to start paying my bills till next week. And then by next week, most of your bills are due on the 5th. We're screwed. I don't know about you all, but I am not liking the fact that it's March 1. If you ask me, I think March 1 is probably the most hated day in all of the days. Because your creditors don't give a damn that February was a short month, do they? Do they give a damn that you actually might have only gotten two paychecks instead of maybe two and a half? They don't care. Rent's due. And I needed those 3 days. So if any of my creditors are listening, be patient. Please be patient. All right. Speaking of being patient, thank you all for tuning into the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you can follow us on Facebook. Okay, so let's plunge right in. It looks like sex education will be coming to Chicago kindergartners within 2 years as part of an overhaul of the Chicago Public Schools sexual health program. They say this new policy with the Chicago Board of Education passed Wednesday mandates that a set amount of time be spent on sex education in every grade, beginning in kindergarten. Now, I guess Chicago is the third largest public school system in the country, 431,000. My guess is you got New York and L.A. in the top two. All right, so they are going to have accurate and appropriate information that is age-specific for each grade. So kindergartners are going to learn the basics about anatomy. Okay, there's going to be a lot of giggles in that one. Reproduction, healthy relationships, and personal safety. Through the third grade, the sex ed will then focus on family, feelings, and appropriate and inappropriate touching. In the fourth grade, students will start learning about puberty and HIV. Oh, that'll scare them. And they say discussions will emphasize that the virus cannot be transmitted through everyday contact, like shaking hands or sharing food. Although, it's, I guess they come up with an HIV vaccine that's not a killed vaccine or live attenuated with the smallpox case. Who knows? Maybe you could get HIV through a vaccine. We got to dive into that story next. Boy, this show is just too good today. From the 5th to the 12th grade, the emphasis will be on reproduction, the transmission and prevention of HIV and AIDS, other STDs, bullying, contraception, and including abstinence. Sexual positions will be introduced by college. Okay, sorry. All right. This is also going to be for the first time in Chicago, where sex ed instruction will also cover sexual orientation and gender identity. Students will be introduced to terms and definitions associated with sexual identity, including those related to heterosexual LGBT populations, in an effort to bring awareness, promote tolerance, and prevent bullying. Okay, let's go back to the kindergartners. Now, in kindergarten, I finger painted, I drank my chocolate milk, we took naps, and we learned how to read. Now, I don't know about any of you guys, but kindergarten, if you've noticed, has changed. These kids are already Googling. They're already Wikipediaizing. They're already Photoshopping. So I guess kindergartners now are like you and I back in the eighth grade. So maybe that's what's going on. But I got to tell you something that I've noticed. Kindergartners may actually be a great age to talk about anatomy and sex. I don't think they're going to giggle as much as your kids that are more aware. I couldn't believe the type of conversations I could have with my kids. You know, like one of them had, let's say, a rash or whatever, and so I could talk about it, and they weren't even embarrassed. You know, my kids, kindergarten age, they were like, Mama, look, what's wrong here? Mom, is this okay? Mom, you know, and I'm trying to teach them, okay, you're going to have to wear pants. Can't just run around the house naked. You're going to have to wear pants. You know, those are private parts. The dog, you know, the dogs may think it's some, I don't know, pigs in a blanket and want to eat. Just keep some underwear on. But you know, at that age, kids don't think a lot of their body parts are taboo. And so maybe it is a good time to introduce those topics, because they're not going to sit there making jokes. Now, how far do you go? I mean, we once talked about this on the show, and if you guys want to pipe in or chime in on how did you explain sex to your kids, and what's the best way, and when is the best way to start talking about it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you give them the birds and the bees, or did you break out a gynecological textbook? 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 28, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1592.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1632.92, $816.46 for a half ounce, or $408.23 for a quarter ounce. That's $1632.92, $816.46, and $408.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Starting today, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale starts today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You're damn right I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We talk about everything. Even any personal bowel or sputum issues that I might have. I'm really sorry that sound didn't come out tonight. It's everything. Whew. All right. You see, that's the problem with being on radio 16 hours a week. All right. You start to lose your voice and you start to collect phlegm. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials today. Yeah, Don. I know. Are you missing Don? Don't miss Don. Don probably needs a break too. 16 hours of me is kind of tough to do. So we got Don playing hooky. We got Scott working the dials. And don't worry, Don will be back. We'll give Don a lot of crap on Monday, as we always do. Big thanks to XM Satellite for airing the show and Premier Networks for allowing that to happen. And big thanks to Talk Superstation and all our affiliates out there. Just to kind of let you know what's going to be coming up. Next week, I think I'm going to address the dream issue. Some of you guys are having dreams. Many of us have dreams, and they're kind of weird. And what could some of them mean? I know I'm a family doctor, and I'm not a dreamologist, but that's always a fun subject on what are you guys dreaming about and what that could mean psychologically. You having dreams where you're naked, you're having dreams where you almost die, you're having dreams where you're being chased, or you're having dreams about Dr. Dahlia. So what we'll do is we'll dig and dissect a little bit more into what those dreams could mean psychologically. That's always kind of a fun thing to do, but we'll be doing that next week. I am hoping on today's show I could get to some CPR training with y'all. Every now and then I like to gave you guys just kind of the latest on CPR, how to perform CPR. Apparently, a mom saved her own baby by doing CPR because she knew what to do. Rock on. Always important. Okay. So let's see what I could get to. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. And we're talking about kindergartners in Chicago about to be introduced to sex ed. And many people are shocked going, oh my gosh, kindergartners, you know, they're going to be learning about anatomy in that grade. They're going to be learning about, you know, differences in the body, reproduction, healthy relationships, personal safety. You know, sex ed isn't just always about sex. They do, you know, teach other things. And, you know, reading this, I'm kind of shocked that I'm not that opposed to it, because I think the younger mind actually can take a talk on sex ed a lot better than an older kid. You know, a lot of us make the mistake of talking to our teenagers about sex. Well, your teenager doesn't want to talk to you about sex. They don't want to talk to you, period. Which means if any of you are trying to hold off on the sex talk, you know, until your kid is 18 years old, my suggestion is you may want to talk to them sooner. Now, I never got a chance to have the sex talk. I never did. And the reason why is my kids had a buddy over for a sleepover. And this buddy thought that it was his duty to educate my kids on sex. And he decided to convey the information he learned from his older brother. So one of my sons was 7 years old, and my other son was 4 years old at the time. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about how to bring up sex to your kids, birds and the bees, let their friends teach them, bolt their knees together or sew their knees together and say you just don't do it till you get married. What should we be telling our kids about sex? Or should we just leave it up to the teachers, who in Chicago looks like are going to start teaching our kids for us at the kindergarten age? So my 4-year-old and my 7-year-old, the day after the sleepover, are making jokes in their room about something that, to me, piqued my ear. I mean, keep in mind, I've had years of gynecological and proctological training. So, you know, I can hear. Plus, I got the mommy hearing sometimes. So I know they were talking about something. So they're giggling. And I come into their room and I go, what are you guys talking about? Oh, nothing, Mom, nothing. You know, and again, they're 7 and 4. So I'm surprised they even got that answer out of them. Now that they're older, you know, I'm lucky to even be acknowledged to be alive. And I go, you guys talking about sex? Oh, yeah, ha, ha, yeah. I go, all right, so what is it? Yeah, it's okay. Tell me. I want to know. You want us to tell you? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you learned something last night at the sleepover when I thought you guys were going to bed at 10 o'clock at night and I was wrong, tell me what you learned. I'm not mad. I'd like to know. I mean, I'm very matter-of-fact with my kids. They know there's no subject I won't talk about. So the older boy goes, well, I guess sex is when a girl and a guy, I guess they have to get together, and then the guy has to, how do you go up to a girl and do that? I don't want to do that, Mom. Now, remember, he was 7. I go, you don't have to. That is very scary. Now, the younger boy, who's 4, corrects him and goes, no, sex is where the boy sticks his BB, okay, I'm not going to say the word, into the girl's lily. That's sex. Now, what I found very amusing about my 4-year-old's interpretation is if I had a 4-year-old daughter, she would have probably said, oh, it's when two people fall in love and they're going to be in the castle forever, and they love each other so much and hug and kiss. Yet my 4-year-old's recollection at the time was the boy sticking it into the girl, you see? So even at that age, we have some discongruency of between the sexes on what sex should be. So I decided that, not to put off for the, 10 years from now, teaching him about sex. I told him, I go, the sex is where, you know, the man, blah, 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 with the mommy, and the man gives the mommy something special to help mommy's eggs grow. One of the eggs, or sometimes two of the eggs, if we really want to go into fraternal twins versus identical twins, and, you know, poly pregnancies and IVF, but I didn't go there because I didn't want to lose them. But basically, it helps make the mommy egg grow. The egg grows. And then you have, you know, and I, of course, threw in a fallopian tube. I mean, why not? I do want to go for accuracy. Now, of course, the older boy was horrified. He's like, how do you ask a girl to do that? And I go, I guess, you know, you're going to need some Jack Daniels. And I had Daddy kind of explain that. Not that I think Daddy, had the best courting strategy. I think I'm regretting having Daddy teach him that. But basically, I told him, you don't have to do it now. This is something you don't have to do. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about making babies. SpongeBob SquarePants is on, and thank God the conversation ended. But, I really haven't had that problem with the kids because they were introduced that early. But don't be naive, people. Your kids are getting an earful from other kids and other kids their age. A 7-year-old got the credit for teaching my kids about sex. He beat me to the punch. And I'm almost sorry he did, because, you know, it's bad enough that our kids are getting most of their education from YouTube, from Facebook, from tweets, from Girls Gone Wild. Isn't Girls Gone Wild having a problem with Las Vegas right now paying some of their bills? Is Girls Gone Wild still existing? Anyway, so our kids, rap songs, regular songs, I mean, you know, our kids are getting their education from anybody, you know, anybody else than mom and dad. You know, there was an article yesterday saying grandparents aren't being utilized 1/100th as much as they used to be because kids go and Google. You used to ask your grandparents, what were things like in the 1950s or World War II? Or I asked them about the Depression days. You could learn so much from your grandparents. Your grandparents or your grandma or grandfather would sit on the porch, you know, talking about the gout and you know, giving you some stories. And there was a study out that, you know, most kids, they don't go to grandma or grandpa anymore. They just Google. Now, it's nice to have, you know, the internet, and that's wonderful. It's nice to have all this information, you know, right there still at our fingertips. But we're not going to our family for education. Now, maybe kids don't want a biased approach. I mean, my kids know that when it comes up to girls and, you know, dating girls and finding a girl that'll marry, I'm going to have the attitude of the only woman in your life right now should be your mama. And no woman is going to treat you as good as your mama or love you as much as your mama. So all these other girls are evil. Just hang out with your mama. So they're not going to come to me. They're not going to come to me. Okay. And they probably don't want to come to dad because, you know, daddy may ask, you know, do they have an aunt? So my kids already know we're probably the worst people to go to. Okay. They've already figured out the grandmas. The grandmas will go off on a tangent. So if they had a subject in mind that they want grandma to talk to, grandma's going to go off on a tangent. And she's also going to probably throw a guilt trip in there so they don't go to grandma. And it's just something to think about. Just all I'm saying is try to beat YouTube and Facebook and their friends to the punch if you can. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget, we are going to Alaska at the end of June for a week. It's going to be a phenomenal trip leading into 4th of July weekend, going up the Inside Passage of Alaska, leaving out of Seattle. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. Of course, we do have an iPhone app and an Android app that I need to tell you all about. It's free. You can download the app anytime you want and be able to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a mom performs CPR on her newborn daughter and saves her life. Good job for the mom knowing CPR. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, why did the mom have to do that? Did the baby, was the baby, in the, well, no, the baby was newborn. The mom had actually given birth at her home. And from what we understand, when the baby had come out, she wasn't breathing. So I think the midwife that was there called the ambulance, and the operator told the dad, start performing CPR on the baby. The dad, however, was in kind of shock. Mom starts to, breathe into the baby's mouth and nose. She actually pinched the infant's nose and started blowing into her mouth. You actually put your mouth over the infant's nose and the mouth at the same time, but it looks like she did the trick. Minutes later, paramedics arrived, started performing chest compressions on the little baby, and the baby actually lived. Baby now is 1 month old, still on oxygen, but is quote-unquote thriving. You know, another topic that seems to come up, kind of related to this, is how do I feel about midwives and home births? Now, okay, I think it's cool. I mean, if you could give birth at home with your family surrounding you, many of the midwives that I've had experience with where I live in Las Vegas are absolutely phenomenal. All right. Now, is the potential there for there to be risk? Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, as a physician, when I delivered babies in my training, yeah, I was very, very happy to be in the hospital setting because a few of them ended up needing to go into C-section. And thank God the C-section ward and the operating rooms were right there. But I've had many patients that have successfully had midwives and everything's been fine. For me though, remember, I'm, you know, being a doctor and being a family doctor and being who I am, you know, I always like to anticipate three steps down the line. And so even though I had ample access to midwives, I had chosen because I had chosen to have the baby in the hospital because I just, you know, figured if God forbid something would go wrong, it would probably go wrong with me. And we actually did have some issues go wrong with the labor. And thank God the kids were fine. But, you know, for me, I felt secure being at the hospital. You know, when I was doing ER in Lake Havasu, I told you guys this. I was asked to cover for the OBs. There was going to be no obstetrician in the city of Lake Havasu on one particular weekend back in 98. I think that was 1998. And so they say, Dahlia, I know you know how to deliver babies. Can you cover OB this weekend while you're here? And I said, no. Because they're like, why? I go, because I don't know how to do an emergency hysterectomy by myself. They're like, we're not asking you to do an emergency hysterectomy. We're asking you to cover OB. This was a non-doctor. This was an administrative, you know, trying to set up the call. I go, you don't understand. If something goes wrong with a vaginal labor and we have to go into C-section and something goes wrong during the C-section or somebody ends up having a uterine rupture or heavy bleeding, I need to be able to go all the way. And so for me, I felt that I wouldn't be the proper person to handle OB call if I didn't have the ability to go all the way if I needed to with any sort of delivery that went awry. And when the administrator brought it up to another doctor, he said, no, she's got a good point. Okay, she knows how to deliver babies, she knows how to perform a C-section, but if she can't really perform much beyond that, no, she shouldn't be in charge of OB call over the weekend. And I was like, thank you, that's what I was saying. And so, with midwives, and thank God, we've never had an issue. And I can't tell you how many of my pediatric patients have been born to midwives no problems, thank God. It's been good. But in theory, yes, if something does start to go wrong, but usually, you know, your midwife will actually, you know, triage and they'll actually select patients too. True, you never know what's going to happen till the tail end, but if you do have somebody that's more high risk, they will transfer you to OB. So that's kind of how the system has been, you know? Now, in this particular case, you know, some of you have asked, why was the baby at risk? Would the baby have been at risk if the baby was born in a hospital? I don't know. I'm not sure why the baby was born not breathing. I'm not sure. Okay, if the baby had been under distress during the labor, we don't know. If they didn't have the setup and they didn't have the fetal heart monitor, then they couldn't know. So no, I don't want to blame the baby, the newborn being born without breathing on it being a at home midwife delivery, but you do wonder. Okay. Now, you know, when I would have a baby, when I would deliver a baby and there was some resuscitation issues, one of the first things we would do is be flicking their heels. And I can't tell you how much that worked. We had a woman come in. You guys have heard the story. It was a very busy night on call. And I was, I think, only an intern at the time. And this woman comes in, and I usually like to ultrasound all pregnant women when they come in. But this woman was going into labor so rapidly, and she was full term, and she was a Native American who didn't really have good prenatal care. She had maybe one ultrasound, and she said the heart rate was, you know, a little fast. So the baby's coming. I didn't even have time to break down the bed. All I had time to do was maybe throw on some gloves. And I tell the nurse, be ready, because we don't know what we have. The baby's coming. Okay, and it ends up being a breech. So you see a little pink tushy come out, okay? It wasn't a footling. It was a frank breech. So I was able to grab the baby. The little pieces, oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. It's so much fun to deliver a baby. And then you see the little pink baby tushy. And you're so happy. Not that you're seeing a tushy. Well, yeah, it does make a breech delivery better, but because it's pink. So you're like, oh, thank God the baby's pink, meaning oxygenated. So we pull the baby out, and the baby was a girl. Now, apparently they had already had three girls. And so the father was happy. He had said, I was hoping for a boy because we already have three girls, but I'm going to love the baby nonetheless. Okay, so meanwhile, I'm just sitting on the bed. We don't even have the bed broken down. I was able to catch the baby just because the baby was coming, so we don't even have everything broken down. So I give the baby to the nurse, and that's what you do, and the neonatal nurse or the circulating nurse make sure to suction things out, get the Apgar scores to see how the baby's breathing, the oxygen, the color, etc. Okay, so they do that. Daddy's looking at the baby. You know, and I'm trying to now do the last part of labor, which is delivering the placenta. We've talked about placenta a lot on the show. If you want, we'll, you know, come up with another discourse on placentas. Anyway, so the placenta's not really coming. So whenever the placenta doesn't come, I kind of go in there, you know, manually, you know, to try to see what's going on and, you know, see if I can help things along. And you're massaging the uterus up on top and stop the giggles. And all of a sudden, I pull on something that doesn't feel like a placenta. And another baby comes out. Tushy, but a blue tushy. So now here's dad, okay, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, this could be a dead baby. It's blue. So I immediately try to call the nurse. And of course, that's when my voice gets squeaky. So I'm like, nurse. I'm like, hold on a second. She couldn't hear me. So I'm trying to get my voice back, and I am flicking at this kid's heels, and I'm afraid to actually call over dad because I'm like, oh, my gosh, if this is a dead baby, he's going to freak out. The mom had no idea she was carrying twins. Remember, all she knew is she had an ultrasound and a fast heartbeat. Well, the fast heartbeat was two heartbeats at the same time. So I'm flicking at the feet. I'm getting ready to put my mouth on this because I'm having trouble calling the nurse. Okay, finally I'm able to go, we got another one. Nurse screams out an obscenity, papers flying everywhere, but that baby started to cry before the nurse had to resuscitate him. So that was my story of twin breech, and boy, were my superiors shocked. Anyway, sometimes flick the heels. Don't go away. We're going to discuss CPR and how to do it. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Throughout the years I've been on air, every now and then I will review some first aid items with you. What to do with the snake bite, what to do with the bee sting, what to do with the spider bite, what to do if you cut off a finger. And probably the most common topic I will repeatedly bring up will be CPR. Now, of course, whatever I talk about in the next few minutes does not train you to be CPR certified. I urge all of you to get your CPR certification. certification, every single one of you. Get your CPR certification. It's not that expensive, and it is so life-saving. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, I don't want to put my mouth on somebody. Well, remember, they changed the rules. You don't even have to put your mouth on somebody if you don't want to now. Okay, you don't have to worry about HIV. You're not going to get HIV by resuscitating somebody. I have never heard of one case where somebody, an innocent bystander doing CPR, got exposed to HIV. I have not heard of one case. So you guys could learn your CPR. So we're going to just quickly review. For many of you that have been listening to my show for the last 4 years, then this is just going to be a review. I apologize. And no, this does not have anything to do with not having new material. This is just, it's pretty important. And I know I'll still get to that smallpox story because that's kind of an important one. But really, really quickly. Okay. If you're not trained in CPR yet, because some of you are like, well, Dahlia, I'm not going to really have time to take a class till the summer. So what do I do if somebody drops? Well, if somebody drops in front of you, you call 911. Okay, you're calling 911 is extremely life-saving. And keep in mind, these 911 operators rock. And these guys can even walk you through things to do. And most likely, they'll probably recommend, if the patient needs CPR, okay, you don't want to just start performing CPR on, you know, somebody who, you know, is asleep or passed out, you know, from drinking alcohol. You want to make sure they don't have a pulse, of course. But they'll probably teach you chest compressions, hands-only CPR. Okay? Now, all right, so first, you want to make sure if somebody does drop, okay, you want to find out if they're conscious or unconscious. So they'll be like, Joe, you there? Joe, you okay? Joe? Okay, so call their name. Okay? If they don't respond, you immediately tell a person next to you, call 911 and stay here with me with the phone. Okay? So you are in charge. Now, if a doctor comes up going, oh, you know, I'm emergency room trained, ACLS certified, ATLS certified, and I listen to the Dr. Dahlia show every day, then back off and let him take over. Okay? But if the guy hasn't listened to the Dr. Dahlia show, oh, kick his ass out. No way. He doesn't need to be there. Okay? Now, okay, hon. Now, if it's a doctor or a first responder, get out of the way. Okay, yeah, I know. I got this. I saw Family Guy. I'm good. No, make sure if there's anybody that is more qualified. Yeah, you know, now some of you go, well, what if there's only a veterinarian in the room? These veterinarians, they still know a lot. I mean, if you think the veterinarian knows more than you, you don't have to go and leave and, go Facebook. I mean, you could still be there. Usually when we do CPR, we do need the extra pair of hands. It is extremely important. Okay, so you shake the person, make sure they're unconscious. If they are unconscious, you immediately call 911. Okay, if you have difficulty calling 911, my recommendation is go and find a phone. Okay. I know many times you're like, okay, well, oh gosh, you know, I don't want to leave the person. But if you don't know what you're doing, you're more helpful calling 911. If you know what you're doing, then hell yeah, we're going to start doing the, compressions, et cetera. Now, it used to be the acronym ABC. Airway Breathing Circulation. The American Heart Association in the last few years switched it to CAB. Like cab. Not that we want you to call a cab. We want you to call 911. But CAB is for circulation, airway breathing. You're going to lie the person flat on their back. Be very careful in case they sustained a C-spine injury. You don't want to start moving people. But hopefully they're as close to their back as possible. And you want to kneel next to them by their neck and shoulders. Being by the groin isn't going to help you. Now, when you check to see if they are pulseless, you could always check the neck. If any of you guys have problems calling me trying to find your pulse, call me or email me, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I need to make sure you guys know how to find a pulse. The neck is easier. Trying to find a radial pulse in the wrist, trying to find the femoral artery or the penile artery pulse, no. Don't waste your time. Try to find the carotid pulse. It's one of the easiest pulses. And check to see if they're breathing. If you can't tell that they're breathing, either putting your cheek by them or glasses. Putting your glasses up to their nose and mouth and seeing if they fog, it's a brilliant thing to do, especially with people that are hypothermic, where sometimes they only have maybe 5 breaths a whole minute or less. You're able to, if you are patient enough, keep those glasses there, you're able to see if they're breathing or not. Okay, now, immediately, we're going to start the circulation. If you notice, we're not going to start doing the head tilt yet. You're going to put one heel of one hand over the center of the person's chest between the nipples. Now, I understand some of us 41-year-old women, after having a couple kids and breastfeeding, the nipples may actually be more towards your hips. What you need to do is imagine where the nipples would have been prior to babies and breastfeeding, okay? Nipple line. Place your other hand on top of the first hand, the heel of that hand, not the heel of your foot, the heel of the hand in the center of the chest. You're going to keep your elbows straight. You're going to position your shoulders directly above your hands. We don't want you going in diagonally. We don't want you coming in from the flank. We don't want you a couple clicks away. We want you to be over the patient, shoulders straight. It's easier for you to go straight down, up and down, than to kind of curve and projectile into the person's chest. Use your upper body weight, not just your arms, because remember, we don't want you to get tired. You get very tired doing these chest compressions, especially if you're not used to working out. You push straight down on the chest at least 2 inches, okay? And you're going to do it at a rate of about 100 compressions a minute. For those of you that are like, okay, that's 1, 2, just think of staying alive. We talked about this. Remember staying alive, okay, just do it to that tune. Okay? Now, another tune is Another One Bites Dust. Another One Bites Dust. Now, the only problem with that is if you actually sing it out loud, the wife or somebody nearby can just go into hysterics. Okay. Now, if you haven't been trained in CPR, just compress. Just compress until emergency medical personnel can take over. There should be enough oxygen in the blood, according to the American Heart Association, which is why they've changed these rulings, to get the blood to the body. So, again, lie them on the ground. Make sure you find their 2 nipples. Go ahead and, come on, people. Go ahead and start compression. Some of you go, should I take off her bra? Should I not take off her bra? Look, I don't want you spending time thinking about that. Yes, sometimes bras can be constrictive, but you can start the chest compressions without taking off her bra. Okay? Okay? This way you don't go, oh, well, I got it, you know, because some of you are going to delay going, okay, well, do I take it off from the back strap? Does she have the frontal clasp? Don't even be me messing with the bra. Keep the bra on then. Just do the chest compressions between the nipple line, 2 inches deep, 100 compressions at a time to the tune of staying alive. Now, clear the airway. For those of you that have had your CPR certification, you know about the head tilt, chin lift. One of your hands tilts the head back. The other one lifts the chin. You put your palm on the person's forehead. Gently tilt back. Don't be thrusting that head back and causing them to have a cervical spine lesion, okay? You gently lift up the chin. Check for normal breathing. If you can't tell if there's breathing and you can't see check motions, you can't see chest motions, you're listening for breath sounds, can't tell, then what you need to do is put your mouth and start beginning mouth-to-mouth breathing. Okay, the rescue breathing, you pinch the nostrils to make, and then you put your mouth over his mouth or her mouth to make a seal. Give 2 rescue breaths. They should each last about a second, seeing if the chest rises, and then immediately get your butt back to the chest compressions. Okay, don't be dinking around too much with the breathing. Don't be wiping your mouth. Don't be ever clearing, etc. With kids 1 through 8, you use 1 hand to perform the chest compressions. Don't go as deep. All right, with a baby or infant, you're going to probably put your mouth over his whole nose and mouth, and you're going to probably use a couple fingers, okay? And, of course, you're not going to go as deep, 30 compressions at a time. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Magnets and MRE Smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.